And I'd like to welcome now, joining us by phone, Linda Siegel with our first legislative update of this legislative session. Welcome, Linda Siegel.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Day 59 of the 60-day legislative session.
So day 50, or day, day
59. Well, day 259 left, I'm sorry. Day
right.
259 left. And it's going to be a very long one.
And that is because the budget problems are dire.
The budget problems are dire. Yesterday, the Senate Democratic caucus kind of split, and eight Democrats went with the Republicans and voted to keep Senator Tim Jennings as the pro tem. So that makes for conflict within the Democratic caucus in the Senate. So that always poses interesting problems. But we've got these huge budget problems, and in the first 10 days, they've got to get this year's budget fixed, and they've got to do a $450 million cut there, and they're already projecting $500 million in deficit for the fiscal year budget that they have to do in this 60-day session.
What was involved with certain Democrats going over to the Republican side? What was actually at issue?
Well, it really is the split between the more progressive Senate Democrats versus the more conservative Senate Democrats. And Tim Jennings was the choice of the conservatives, and Carlos Cisneros from Taos was the choice of the more moderate to progressive Democrats. And so now we have it.
So Governor Richardson gave a speech.
Yes, State of the State speech, which the governor always does on the first day. And it was accepted well. It was a lot of what some of the things that he's tried to do in the past, particularly with health care reform. And, of course, we have new problems this year with the deficit.
So yesterday was also Inauguration Day, which for many in Santa Fe, certainly, and probably in much of New Mexico, was a very exciting day. How does what's going in Washington filter down to what's happening in Santa Fe, in the state capitol?
Well, many people had gone over to the convention center that the lieutenant governor and other people had sponsored and watched the inauguration. And then in the rotunda of the Capitol, we had big screen TVs, and people were down there watching the inauguration. So people were really on a high in many ways and looking forward to what the federal government can do to help states. And, of course, Obama has already promised some dollars, an influx of dollars in several different ways, infrastructure needs as well as perhaps expanding Medicaid and trying to address some of the other states' critical problems. So people, we don't know what that is yet, but people are very anticipatory that some money is going to come and help us with some of the things that are going on.
So both in New Mexico and on a national level, we're getting down to business. Have the first bills been introduced yet?
Yes, we've done this new thing in the legislature the last couple of years where you can pre-file bills. So there were already 40 or 50 bills that were already given numbers, and those got officially introduced. And then this whole week will be spent just introducing bills. So we'll have several hundred in each chamber by the end of the week, probably.
And you will update us on almost each and every one of those.
All 2,000, 3,000 of them, yes.
So Linda Siegel and I are doing the legislative update at the end of the hour rather than the beginning of the hour, as we've done it in the past. And we look forward to seeing you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday just before 9 o'clock. Linda Siegel, thank you so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz.